Ah. Isn't that great, that music? Listen to that. You know that I know this little guy? Stop it. I know the man who wrote this music. Hold it in abeyance there. He was one of the greatest little guys I ever knew, and he used to hang around the 57th Street cafeteria. Hold it and listen. The man who wrote this used to hang around the 57th Street cafeteria. And I knew about this piece of music. And I remember one day, see, I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking a cup of coffee, and this little man came over, and I didn't know him at the time. A little man came over and sat down, and he had a scarf around his neck. And he had a kind of a round, very boyish, kid-like face. Wonderful little man. He was about 5'5". And he sat across from me in the Horn and Hardart. And he had a tray full of food, and he says, "You mind if I sit here?" I said, "No." And he looked at me, and he said, "Say, you're kind of familiar." I said, "Oh?" He says, "Yes, don't you do a radio program on Sunday nights?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "I'm a listener. Put her there. My name is George Antile." I said, "George Antile? You mean George Antile, right, who wrote this great music? Ballet Mécanique?" He says, "Yeah." And I knew, here was this little man. A man, I had heard his music all my life. A great American composer. And he's standing in line like everybody else, see, and we're sitting, and we got to be very close friends. He took me upstairs. He lived at the Great Northern. And one day he came to me and he said, "I'm sitting in the Horn and Hardart. Listen to the story. I'm sitting in the Horn and Hardart." And this little man came to me and he said, "You know," he says, "I just have fulfilled my complete life ambition." And I said, "What is it?" "I bought a Rembrandt." He was a great art lover. I said, "You bought a Rembrandt?" He says, "I bought a Rembrandt, a real Rembrandt." And he says, "And it's upstairs in my hotel room. You want to come up and look at it?" "Great Scott, go upstairs in the hotel and look at this Rembrandt hanging on the wall of a hotel room." So I said, "Yeah." And 5 minutes later, I'm up there, and there hanging on the wall was a Rembrandt, a real Rembrandt. All of his life, he'd wanted to do this. And back in the early 1920s, he was an enfant terrible, you know? He was one of the people who made the whole world know about America. Did you know that? Yes, George Antile. From Trenton. Yes, Ezra Pound, all of them. Gertrude Stein, Hemingway, the whole crowd thought he was the greatest writer who ever lived, who ever wrote music. He was a wild little man. By the time he was 19, he was one of the most famous concert pianists. But he realized that this is the thing you learn. And he had to write music. And he created a whole new career. And when this thing was first done in New York, in fact, when it was first done in Paris, the ballet you're listening to now, people got up and rioted, cheered and screamed and threw things, hollered, and George Antile still laughed. He was laughing about it one night at the Horn and Hardart on 57th Street. He says they were running up and down the aisles hollering, "Get the cops. This guy's a madman." And here's this little man who wrote this. And one day last winter, I saw him on 6th Avenue in February. I'll never forget it. I was all by myself. And I met him. We had a cup of coffee. And George says, "I'll be seeing you." And he walked down the street with his scarf and his hair is sort of flying in the direction of uptown. And I went downtown. And that's the last time I ever saw him alive. He died 2 days later at 55. And hardly anybody knows or said anything about what a great little guy he was. And this is what he wrote in the early 1920s. Listen to this. Can you imagine what fires were burning inside of this little guy? Ballet Mechanic. 20th century machine ballet. And you know what he liked more than anything else? Summer squash. George Antile. He was gone, an artist. He is gone, but he isn't gone. Obviously not. He isn't gone. But you know, I've been looking for Antile's work. His work was very little recorded, and he wrote a beautiful opera, you know, that was based in Greenwich Village, a real opera that was done by the Louisville Symphony. And the counterpoint to one of the scenes is the sound of a radio going behind this singer singing an aria. And it's a wild opera. I'd certainly love to see it performed once. But this was George Antile, who couldn't stop. This guy worked 19 hours a day. Tremendous outpouring to it. And the last minute of his life, I know, he was as excited as he was the 21st year of his life. He was excited. He was continuing to go. Like that. And he did. But I don't feel sorry for him. He lived a tremendous life. And he left it behind, you know, which is even more important. Because that's in the way, I suppose, in the end, what all of us want to do. So that somebody sometime will walk along and say, Charlie Brown was here once. Charlie Brown was once on this spot. He lived here once. Few people can ever have this happen to them. Old George did.